USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is downplaying criticism from parents that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention sought input from a top teachers union in developing its school reopening guidelines.
Well, I would say first that's false. Let's take a step back and talk about how the CDC works. The CDC, it's actually longstanding best practice for the CDC to engage with organizations and groups that are going to be impacted by guidance and recommendations issued by the agency.
That's White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. The exact language suggested by the powerful union was used in CDC guidance. Brandon Mitchell, a juror in the Derek Chauvin trial, may have jeopardized a guilty verdict by attending a rally last year and wearing a Get Your Knee Off Our Neck /BLM t-shirt, raising questions about whether he told the truth during jury selection. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Who's really running the country? Joe Biden? The First Lady? Kamala Harris? Maybe Barack Obama? Already, Kamala Harris is the most powerful vice president in history. All this week, Newsmax's Greg Kelly asked the tough questions about Joe Biden and who's really in charge at the White House. Every night this week, Greg Kelly is on Newsmax giving you the news you need to know. So watch Greg Kelly tonight at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern and see his series, Who's Really in Charge? Newsmax TV is America's fourth highest rated cable news network. Everyone is talking about Newsmax. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system, tell them you want it. Or get Newsmax free on your smart TV. Or tune into Roku, Amazon Fire, Pluto, Zumo, or YouTube. Or just download the free Newsmax TV app on your smartphone and watch us anytime, anywhere. Millions of Americans are watching Newsmax. So should you.
Millions could be in for a wild ride today, courtesy of Mother Nature. Large chunks of the country are under a threat for severe weather as storms are brewing from New Mexico to Delaware. There's a potential for dangerous weather across the South, including Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee. Tornadoes on Monday ripping through Georgia.
I just heard ooh, 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 and then I heard boom, 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 boom.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. At least two people died in Georgia due to the storms. This is Teacher Appreciation Week, and today is National Teacher Appreciation Day, or just National Teacher Day for short. NASA astronauts Shane Kimbrough and Megan MacArthur gave teachers a shout-out from the International Space Station.
We're here orbiting the Earth in large part due to the education that inspirational teachers provided us years ago, and who are providing that same inspiration to students throughout our nation today. We and our crewmates pay special tribute to you during Teacher Appreciation Week.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The hot topic of herd immunity is continuing to be discussed in the medical community.
The latest data from the CDC shows that 44% of Americans have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine, with nearly 32% of all adults fully vaccinated. Health experts have said that number would need to be between 70 and 80% for the nation to reach a herd immunity against the virus, but it may not be necessary to reach that level to be able to return to pre-pandemic life. Dr. Ashish Jha says that he believes we can reach herd immunity, but the dean of the Brown University School of Public Health tells CNBC that current efforts should still be able to drive infections down to a manageable level.
First, I do think that we can get there. Again, we just got to keep vaccinating. And I know that a lot of people are unsure, but if we get people off the fence and get vaccinated, I think we can get there. Second is, we don't have to get to herd immunity to get much of our lives back. Even if we get into the 60s and 70s in terms of vaccinations, I think it's going to make a massive difference. Infection numbers, we're going to plummet, maybe even earlier than that. So be great to get to herd immunity, but I'm okay if we don't.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
As more states lift COVID-19 restrictions, the number of people returning to the office is still at a fraction of pre-pandemic levels. Data tracker Castle Systems looked at 10 large cities and found around 26% of workers had returned to a physical office. Cities in Texas are above the average, while New York and San Francisco are below. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. After a very busy winter season, the roads to and through Cedar Breaks National Monument officially reopened Monday afternoon at 3 p.m. A large cabin home in Duck Creek Village valued at $2 million was destroyed in a structure fire late Sunday night. The Utah Shakespearean Festival and Actors Equity reached agreement on COVID safety protocols for the 2021 season. A Utah woman gave birth to a son on a flight to Hawaii. The St. George City Council is updating their general plan and asking those who live and work in St. George to take part in a survey that will help shape the next 20 years of city planning. And a fruit-filled semi-tractor trailer was destroyed in a fire on I-15 late Saturday night. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, sunny and 84 today, clear and 52 tonight, sunny and 90 tomorrow. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
Who needs a retirement plan? Run across the border, denounce your citizenship, and literally just walk back in. Everything's free. You're welcome. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Hearing today is not about white nationalism or hate crimes. It's about fear-mongering, power, and control. It's a preview of a Democrat 2020 election strategy, same as the Democrat 2016 election strategy. They blame Facebook, they blame Google, they blame Twitter. Really, they blame the birth of social media, which has disrupted their monopoly on minds. They called this hearing because they believe that if it wasn't for social media, voices like mine would never exist. That my movement, Blexit, which is inspiring Black Americans to leave the Democrat Party, would have never come about. And they certainly believe that Donald Trump would not be in office today. Looking on the next thing to focus on now that the Russian collusion hoax has fallen apart. What they won't tell you about the statistics and the rise of white nationalism is that they've simply changed the data set points by widening the definition of hate crimes and upping the number of reporting agencies that are able to report on them. They're manipulating statistics. The goal here is to scare Blacks, Hispanics, gays, and Muslims into helping them censor dissenting opinions, ultimately into helping them regain control of our country's narrative, which they feel that they lost. They feel that President Donald Trump should not have beat Hillary. If they actually were concerned about white nationalism, they would be holding hearings on Antifa, a far-left, violent, white gang who determined one day in Philadelphia in August that I, a Black woman, was not fit to sit in a restaurant. They chased me out. They yelled race traitor to a group of Black and Hispanic police officers who formed a line to protect me from their ongoing assaults. They threw water at me. They threw eggs at me. And the leftist media remained silent on it. Bottom line is that white supremacy, racism, white nationalism, words that once held real meaning, have now become nothing more than election strategies. Every 4 years, the Black community is offered handouts and fear. Handouts and fear. Reparations and white nationalism. This is the Democrat preview.
Ouch. It's interesting to go back just even a couple years, huh? Listen to that. Same battle. We were literally, this was in the news 24/7 several years back, and you almost can't believe it. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I'm excited to have you. I'm Kate Daly, your host, and if you're new to the show, there's so many things I'd like to go over. I still can't get over Hammer City, Black Hammer City in Colorado. They are anti-white, anti-Jewish, would like to live in the hills by themselves and have everybody pay for them through reparations. They don't have any money. They pulled their money and they had about $65,000. They need more. So they'd like about $500,000 if you guys would just like to give them that. And they want to live up in the treetops and just sit and hate. Because if you want to point out what a racist looks like to somebody, like to your kids, that would be a racist, right? Most everyone else just floating right along, doing their own thing, not caring a bit. But isn't that interesting? The ones that cry out racism the most are usually the ones that are the most racist. Strange. So there's that. I just wanted to tell you that. I'm just still so stunned, I guess, that we're in this conversation. This again. There's been about, I would have to say, over the last decade that I've been on the radio, there's probably been, I would say, maybe six different times over the last 10 years where this has been like such a hot topic and always for the leftists trying to prove it. Isn't that interesting? They're always trying to prove it. It's kind of like COVID. You see people still trying to prove it by saying, well, you know somebody, right, that had it? That's a pandemic. No, that's not a pandemic. Pandemic is when half of your family dies. That's a pandemic. We've given the word pandemic a completely different meaning. And it's discouraging because what we're going to do then is we'll call anything a pandemic now. 458 days in. And the only reason I know that is Uncle Milty was asking me that when he got to the studio. And I knew it was over 400 that we've been talking about it on the air. But 458 days of wearing a mask. Do you feel like it's going to have some, you might have some health problems if you're wearing it every day? I would think by now you would. That will come out a little bit later. Could be. I have to mention this too. This was kind of interesting because whenever they do this, they always just sort of say it and then you don't ever hear about it again. Swiss diplomat falls off a building and dies. I mean, it should be changed to Swiss diplomat pushed off a building, but that's not the headline we get. And then they never mention it again. Do you guys remember there was like a rash of those happening a while back where all of a sudden people were just jumping off buildings left and right? Who knew? I came across that and I thought, wow, that's another one, you know, and they just try to honestly pass it off as if no one will ever figure it out. No one will ever have a thought in their head, right? Very interesting. Okay. So I'm going a little ADD at the moment, but there's a couple of things I just have to talk about. This one too, because I just got out of Facebook jail. Facebook's fact checker on vaccines is funded by an organization that has $1.8 billion invested in vaccine stocks. Yeah. Let me say that again. Facebook's fact checker on vaccines, okay, the system they're using, is funded by an organization that has $1.8 billion invested in vaccine stocks. Follow the money, honey. Isn't it always this way? All you got to do is follow the money. It's that bad. It is that bad. I know that my sellout governor was wanting the testing of youth next year for sports, but trying to pressure the superintendents into it. He still might get his way because nothing that man says ever, I mean, he goes against his word all the time. He's not honest. But isn't it interesting that they added in the for the money aspect? They just blatantly started saying it for the money. I know, you're just shaking your head, right? They're to the point now where they don't think you'll care if they just say, can we do it for the money? Can we imprison the youth for the cash, please? Can we prostitute your kids out for a little while? Because the state will make a whole lot of money. And then there's a lot of articles that say, now what are we going to do with all that cash that we have stored up? Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
I heard the FBI wasn't doing background checks on these people picking up the children from the border.
Yeah, I heard that too, actually. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're going to get into the wrong hands.
Yeah.
MS-13, pedophiles, human traffickers. And if these children don't do what they're told,
mm-hmm.
prostitution, pulling crimes, they're going to be tortured and murdered in front of the other kids.
Yeah.
And the other kids are going to go, wow.
You know,
we better do what we're told. This is monstrous.
Yes, it is. I don't care how bad somebody has it. If you're willing to put your child in the arms of somebody you don't know, for hell knows what is going to happen to them.
You're not. They're not kidnapped.
Yeah, that's true too. That's true too. I was just going to say you can't be a good parent. You can't be a parent at all, and act like a parent, and then say that you would do that. There's nobody on this earth that would do that that's a very good parent. People go, well, they're just desperate for their kids to have a chance. No, no. You would never put your kids in somebody's hands that you have no idea who they are. But yes, you're right. There are kidnappings, too. And child trafficking, sure.
Well, yeah. The thing is, unfortunately, the countries and places where these people are coming from,
mm-hmm.
human life is cheap.
Mm. Yeah, sadly. Thank you.
Thanks, Kate.
Yeah, thanks. And, you know, sadly, this predicament, is, well, let's just say this. This country is going to turn into what they're running from. You know, when it does, we won't have a border problem. We'll have people trying to get out. You thought about that? We would no longer have a border problem. As soon as if the system crashes, no matter what, you know, happens as they sort of drive this train toward what they're driving this train toward on the Obama Express, we wouldn't have a border problem anymore. And that actually would be a very telling and sad thing, too, because then we would finally realize, have that come to Jesus moment where we go, wow, we're not the country anymore anyone's trying to flee to. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hey.
Just a thought on following the line that you've created. Mm-hmm. So with the different governors who have sold their people for all of this COVID money as we loot the coffers, what's interesting is we are artificially inflating all of our money, and they're setting it up to be bankrupt. So what is going to be the point of hoarding all of this cash, number one?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, the people at the border, they pay, a lot of them are paying $6,000 to $9,000 to have their children traipsed across the border.
Yeah.
Where are they getting that money from? Where is it coming from? I'm gonna guess that it might have something to do with Buffoon and Cabal.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And so again, we've got to wake up and say these people who are so destitute somehow miraculously come up with $9,000 to get their child taken across the border, across our border.
Right.
Where Cabal's book is being handed out to them, so she's making a profit somehow,
right,
some way.
Right.
So it's just blows your mind that people aren't putting together the fact that 1 + 1 = 2. And I know this is so controversial because in CRT, if you can think, then you are a racist. But I'm going to go there, and I'm going to say that when you add all of these things up, that ultimately what will end up happening is all of this money that is being thrown at us will just be that. It will be paper. It will be worthless. So please, and I love that you do this and work so hard, figure out what to do that you can trade. What skills that you have that, you know, are worth something, are in construction or in repair or sewing or whatever the case is, because it's probably going to come down to that in the end.
I think so. I really do. I absolutely do.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Really appreciate the phone call. I'm going to head off to a break, but, you know, you can use this time to sound off as well. I'd like to give you some of the slogans that people have used. And I'd also like to, the different communist countries, because it's very eerie. And then I also wanted to give you two stories about hope, because I feel like we should leave the show each day at least trying for that, because I feel like we can get really into the weeds on a lot of stuff that they want to do and aim to do. I hate giving them this much power. I do. I hate it. And I feel like that's what we do sometimes. But we also need to educate about what's going on too at the same time. It's a rough line, you know. We'll be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Challenge yourself like never before. Are you ready to get dirty? The Hurricane Mud Run is back and is teaming up with Balance of Nature to give you Southern Utah's largest mud race of the year. Join us Saturday, May 8th. Take on 5 kilometers of mud, water, and over 20 obstacles. Registration is available for all ages, and kids 12 and under run free. Discounts are also available for teams, groups, and runners over 50. Sign up today while spots are still available at HurricaneMudRun.com. Registration includes a free t-shirt, discounts to local businesses from the Enjoy More app, chances to win Balance of Nature products, and much more. Again, to register and for all the dirty details, go to HurricaneMudRun.com.
Make your home stand out. Catch the attention of onlookers and gain admiration from your neighbors with a beautiful landscape design from Patriot Pools and Landscaping. A home can only look as good as its surroundings. And while a mowed lawn, a fence, and a few trees here and there are enough for some households, professional landscaping in Utah is a must if your home is to stand out from the rest. Good landscaping turns simple, natural elements like rock, water, and plants into eye candy. Call Shane at Patriot Pools and Landscaping today, 435-669-4183.
Would you love a new kitchen or bathroom but don't know how to afford it? Heritage Reverse Mortgage can help you access the money you need for that remodel project. It will transform your home into the home you love. Call Heritage Reverse Mortgage for financing options. We can also connect you with one of our contractor partners who specialize in remodels and will bring your dream to life. Call 435-359-9000 or visit us at heritagereversemortgage.com. NMLS number 1497455. Not all borrowers will qualify.
Hi, I'm Linda, and I'd like to tell you why I trust my eyes to Southwest Vision. My eyes didn't dry out all at once. It slowly got worse. I went through what must have been gallons of eye drops. Most of the time, I just wondered if they even worked. I called my doctor and found relief. For my eyes, I trust Southwest Vision.
Southwest Vision specializes in the gentle, soothing LipiFlow dry eye treatment. Schedule your appointment today.
Visit southwestvision.com.
Walker Plumbing, Heating, and Air would like to thank our healthcare workers and ask to please take some time to show kindness and give encouragement to the ones putting their own health at risk for us. We're fortunate to have such gifted people in our community. This message brought to you by Walker Plumbing, Heating, and Air, now offering an AC tune-up for just $69, or get any drain cleaned with the aid of a camera for only $69. Call today, 414-1444, or schedule online at mystgeorgeplumber.com.
My kitchen, my gorgeous kitchen with the sunlight pouring in. I love my kitchen.
That kitchen is a Visionary Homes kitchen.
And I get so many compliments on it. We love your kitchen. It's light. It's beautiful. The choices I made and that they helped me make made the difference.
The Visionary Homes state-of-the-art design studio in St. George gives life to your dreams. If you can see it, they can build it.
They were so helpful. No matter who we talked to, it was perfect.
Visionary Homes specializes in quality with over 20 designs from which to choose. Townhomes and condos to ramblers and two-story. And the Visionary team is dedicated to weekly construction updates and on-time completion.
And if you have a comfortable relationship with that builder and his team, you're going to get what you want. Visionary Homes was that and so much more.
Building your home with you in mind. This is Visionary Homes. Visit the Design Center on Silicon Drive in St. George, or explore the possibilities at visionaryhomes.com. Visionary Homes, built for living, built for you.
Gentlemen, listen closely. Are you having trouble with intimacy in your relationship? Well, it's not your fault. Scientific evidence supports the fact that erectile dysfunction can be caused by plaque or damaged blood vessels. The good news is that we can help. At Prolong Medical Center in St. George, we treat this underlying condition with advanced acoustics waves to help restore natural and long-lasting results. This non-invasive procedure is safe and effective, and in just a few sessions, you'll feel the healing effects. Don't just take our word for it. Acoustic wave therapy is making news in articles and studies around the world. At Prolong Medical Center, you'll receive a custom treatment plan designed to promote healthy blood flow. And over the course of six sessions, you can experience unprecedented long-term results that significantly improve the quality of your life. This is an effective treatment plan, and our homework assignments will be fun. Schedule your free consultation today. Call Prolong Medical Center at 435-375-5000. That's 435-375-5000. Together, we'll make a difference in your life.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
We're living in the country, that's the finest place on earth. But some folks don't appreciate this land that gave them birth. I hear that up in Washington they're having an awful fuss, 'cause communists and spies were making monkeys out of us. The bureaus and departments have been busy night and day. They're figuring out just how we gave our secrets all away. And Congress has appointed a committee, so they said, to find out who's American and who's a low-down red. They call them up to Washington to speak for Uncle Sam. But when they ask them what they are, they shut up like a clam. I wish they'd take and put me on the witness stand today. I'd yell so loud old Stalin could hear me all the way.
I'm no communist.
communist, I'll tell you that right now. I believe a man should own his own house and car and cow.
I like this private ownership, I want to be left alone.
Let the government run its business and let me run my own.
Hi there, welcome back. I'm no communist. 1952. Here you go.
Ever was today. The more they hire to work for it, the more they have to pay. Our public servants should be proud and honest, you would think. Instead of taking bribes and dressing up their wives in mink, the taxes keep on going up, of that there is no doubt. But still they just can't take it in as fast as they dish it out. Our national debt is a monster size and growing every day. Our children's children, still unborn, are gonna have to pay. Our dollar used to be the soundest money on this earth, but now $2 won't even buy a good old dollar's worth. Unless we stop inflation and take care of what we've got, the communists may win the fight and never fire a shot.
I'm no communist, I'll tell you that right now.
There you go. 1952. Boy, that's a walk in the park compared to where we're at now. Jeez. And they're talking about a lot of the same things, right? Same problems, same issues. They just got a little bigger. Welcome back to the show. Go to mypillow.com, put in the code Kate, and you'll help this show. You can get fantastic products. The products, honestly, were that good. And I have to say, and I hate saying this because it makes it sound like I didn't think they would be. But I just didn't think they would be this great. The sheets are so amazing. My husband and I, they're amazing. Both of us have commented, oh my gosh, these are really great quality. I'm like, I know. They're my favorite sheets, favorite towels. He got a robe that was just amazing from MyPillow. I'm serious. I'm telling you, the products they pick, they picked after Mike Lindell used them for like six, not used your product, of course, but used the product for 6 months before he would say yes or no on the product. And at himself, he wanted to pick it. He did not want people picking them. And he said, you know, he was looking for high quality and really demanding of high quality. Go to mypillow.com and they would laugh if they heard this endorsement, but they seriously, go to mypillow.com and get some fantastic products for yourself and treat yourself. And then, of course, you'll be helping this show and Mike do what he does best. Go to frankspeech.com and sign up, too. It's open now, and I'm really happy about that. Actually, Trump also said he was putting forth now his new social media. So maybe it'll be like a Twitter. I don't know. We'll have to see on that one. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, Kate.
Yeah.
I had a comment on the defund the police department.
Sure.
Everybody's pushing.
Yeah.
If, in fact, the police do go away, do we have an extended homeland security? Do we have federal marshals starting to come in? Or do we have another new federal police agency, kind of like Gestapo?
All the above, all rolled into one. So basically what they would be doing is taking away the authority and going top down from the federal aspect. And so by defunding the police, they implement a federal police force that is all of those things.
Okay.
Sad.
Would we still have the sheriff department where the elected official would oversee or override the federal?
I'm not sure.
Just take over.
I'm not sure on that one. Knowing them, okay, they would try to get rid of it because they know that's our last line of defense.
Okay, that was just a thought I had.
Yeah, it's a great thought. Yeah, it's a good thought as far as, you know, like really being inquisitive and say, hey, would they get rid of that? Yeah, yeah.
It's okay, great. Thank you.
Really appreciate the insight. Yeah, you're right. He's right. Would that be their next stop? I mean, they want to pack the court. There's all kinds of stuff they would love to do for agenda's sake. So you never know where they would end up. It's a bad idea to defund. Bad idea. Because the solution for them would be so much worse. I want to bring this up because I found this to be really eerie. This was Romania's slogan, communist slogan back in the day. If you don't know, I'll teach you. If you cannot, I'll help you. If you don't want to, I'll force you. Nice. Styria KPO Communist Party, helping instead of talking. Just help. You know, my governor just said this. He told everybody that they were basically a selfish party. Everybody thought they were a selfish party, and that us Republicans, and that we needed to help more and go donate our time more and stop being mean to him. Stop calling him out. Stop talking. Start helping. It's very communist. Peace and solidarity through neutrality. Seriously, these were on posters. Peace and solidarity through neutrality. Just be really moderate and neutral. Just all the way, you know. Steamroll that. Another one is credibility can be voted for. Ouch. Study. This was Slovenia. Only those who will know something can be useful to the fatherland. Now, they didn't say that study and you get ahead. They said study so you can be useful to the party. Wow. Another one from Romania. Do you want to destroy world peace? How often do we hear that? How often do we hear right now it's better to be a good citizen than it is to care about your own liberty? What's more important, your own liberty or to be a good citizen globally? Now, I know the answer to that. Do you? Austria. Here's their slogan. Our socialist party. Brotherhood and unity. And Communist Party of the Netherlands. Rebuild, organize, and produce. See, you're a bottom feeder. You really need to produce. You'll love this one in light of what's going on right now. Poland. The imperialist enemy is seducing you with Coca-Cola. We're the ones seducing with Coke. Not so much anymore. People are not drinking Coke, which is good because now they're having to kind of reel back on what they're doing. I love that people are just ignoring Coke and not drinking them at all. Also, human well-being is the primary aim of the party. Don't you love that? Don't you hear that a lot right now? Together, we are building a second Poland. You'll love this one from Cyprus. Each egg, a bomb. Each hen, a flying fortress in the fight against the aggressors. There you go. Croatia. You're going to love this one, environmentalists. Forests are our national treasure. And there is no progress without brotherhood and unity. Czech. This is from the Czechs. We will command the rain and the wind. There is strength in unity. China, a harmonious society should feature democracy, the rule of law, equity, yeah, justice, sincerity, amity, and vitality. Also, this one got me too. This was Soviet Union, 1964. Glory to Soviet science. And then they had glory to space. Interesting, huh? Workers of the world unite, of course. Everybody's heard of that one. Let's see. Oh, I love this one. This was Gorlenko, 1964. Let's conquer the virgin blue. This was part of an effort to changing farming tactics to better feed the Soviet people. The strategies included using experimental science to cultivate better soil, and as seen here, breeding more ducks to get cheap meat. Bill Gates, anyone? Yeah. GMO, anyone? Oh, yeah. Let's see here. 1962, a man is a friend, comrade, and brother to a man. All power to the Soviets, peace to the people, land to the peasants. All power, really, to the elite, peace to the people. See, that'll bring peace if the elite have all the power, and land to the peasants. Here's another one, because we were told to help so much, right? The Communist Party put this out in the 60s. Have you signed up with the volunteers? See, you don't just choose to volunteer as a great attribute of one's character. You're told to volunteer. See the difference? And Hitler, one people, one empire, one ruler. See, my governor put out one Utah for my own state. Pretty sad. Communist goal? Promote UN as the only hope for mankind. So, and using environmental causes since 1970 to advance their agenda, using the environment. Now, here's the kicker. A free people doesn't need a slogan. They don't need a slogan. Somebody that's trying to control a people would need a slogan. They need advertising and marketing to do that, right? To get them on board, to get them as of one thought and mind, right? But a free people, they don't need a slogan. Did you ever notice that we didn't have a slogan at the beginning of this country? There really wasn't a slogan. The founders signed off on the Constitution, and that was that. They didn't need a slogan at all. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kate, another one of the communist lies that they throw out there is look at China as an example. The
yes,
People's
yes.
Republic of China.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, Poland did this too, and they did it with, like the Ukraine would say, you know, look at this country. They were doing this a lot over in the little Russian countries too.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if it were the People's Republic, then the people would have a say and the people wouldn't be ruled
sure.
by force like they are.
Sure.
But there you go again with the way they twist everything. They make it sound so good.
Yep.
And I always, when you have to lie to sell something to somebody, then you should know it's not good.
Hey, if you have a slogan at all, you're trying to control a people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, we see this all over the place now over here.
Mm-hmm.
And
I agree.
Basically, when their lips are moving, you want to run.
Thank you for that. Really appreciate that, Sam. And William Zoster, the former national chairman of Communist Party USA, by the way, the same party that endorsed Biden. This was a quote from them. A communist world, right here in America, a communist world will be unified, organized world. The economic system will be one great organization based upon the principle of planning now dawning in the USSR. The American-Soviet government will be an important section in this world government. Ouch. When I come back, I'd love to get your thoughts on this. When I saw my own governor put out these slogans, the governor before him put out slogans, our country's under a big slogan, right? Doesn't matter what the slogan is. We should never have a slogan. You don't need a slogan if you're a free people. Not only do you not need it, that in of itself is the absolute control of an organization telling the people what to do, how to think, and what to be. Be right back, Kate Daly Show.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. I am yet to meet a man that enjoys taking the pill for erectile dysfunction. Well, Wasatch Medical Clinic has something different. We're the only ones using the two most advanced and powerful forms of acoustic wave therapy. A recent study stated that our technology possesses unprecedented qualities that can rehabilitate erectile tissue and is the new standard of care for ED. If you're struggling with erectile dysfunction and want to get your love life back with proven technology, call us right now. Those that do will receive the initial assessment, exam, and blood flow ultrasound with our doctor at no charge. We'll also include an enhanced special gift that I don't think I've ever seen fail. It produces immediate results in the bedroom. This is worth hundreds of dollars, and it's totally free to those that call now. 435-922-7000. That's 435-922-7000. Put a stop to your erectile dysfunction. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic now. 435-922-7000.
It's 2 a.m. and my wife is snoring so loud I can't sleep. I tried sleeping in the other room. Earplugs. I even suggested she see a doctor. It's so loud.
Don't be this guy. Come into the mattress store today and get a Tempur-Pedic with Sleep Tracker technology that responds automatically to stop snoring.
Hey, it's 2 a.m. I'm trying to sleep.
Sorry. Four Southern Utah locations. Bluff by Ace Hardware, Washington by Best Buy, Bloomington by the Walmart, and downtown Cedar City next to Lynn's. Nobody beats a mattress store. Nobody.
Are you tired of bad blinds? Pull over, stop what you're doing, and give Budget Blinds a call. Hi, this is Amy. Budget Blinds make blinds easy and affordable. Whether you want automated shades that close with the touch of a button or app, or manual blinds for one or 20 rooms, I promise they can work with any budget. There's a reason more people people in Southern Utah choose Budget Blinds. So say goodbye to those bad blinds and hello to Budget Blinds with your free smart home consultation. Call or go to budgetblinds.com. That's budgetblinds.com.
So many decisions need to be made when you lose a loved one. It can be a stressful time, but choosing and creating a monument doesn't have to be. Monument FX and Hurricane will ensure that your experience in choosing a monument is stress-free from the design process to installation. At Monument FX, they take great pride in creating custom memorials at factory direct pricing. Monument FX also provides cremation markers and pet memorials. For more information and to browse their memorial idea book in the comfort of your own home, go to fxmonument.com. That's fxmonument.com.
Hi, this is Kate Daly, and I love my sponsors. Boulevard Mattress, located at Boulevard Home on Mall Drive, where you can get an incredible mattress at a low, low price. And St. George Ink and Toner, now at their new location, 237 North Bluff, Southern Utah's number one place to purchase all your home and business printing supplies. St. George Ink and Toner.
At TDS, we're here to make sure you stay connected to everything that makes your business thrive. Run your business faster online with our high-speed internet up to 1 gig. Never miss an opportunity with our robust phone systems. And keep your clients entertained with exceptional TV programming. At TDS, we're committed to providing the best services for your business, because helping your business is our business. Visit hellotds.com/business to learn more. Internet speeds are up to and not guaranteed. Not available in all areas. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Quinn Allgood.
And this is Connor Atkin with Tango Express Car Wash.
We are here with some exciting news. We are now offering family plans.
What does that mean for you? Now more than ever, it makes sense to have the Unlimited Pass.
That's right. If you have the Unlimited Pass, you can now save on additional vehicles by adding them to your family plan.
Stop by any of our 6 locations, talk to our attendants, and take advantage of these great savings.
Tango Express Car Wash. Keep it clean, keep it local, go Unlimited.
Make your home stand out. Catch the attention of onlookers and gain admiration from your neighbors with a beautiful landscape design from Patriot Pools and Landscaping. A home can only look as good as its surroundings. And while a mowed lawn, a fence, and a few trees here and there are enough for some households, professional landscaping in Utah is a must if your home is to stand out from the rest. Good landscaping turns simple, natural elements like rock, water, and plants into eye candy. Call Shane at Patriot Pools and Landscaping today, 435-669-4183.
Serious dry eyes usually don't start all at once. It gradually gets worse and worse. And you use eye drops more and more until you wonder if those drops even work at all. You need real, soothing, lasting relief from Southwest Vision. One of the most effective treatments for dry eyes is LipiFlow. It's a gentle process that brings sweet relief from the discomfort of dry eyes. Schedule a visit. They'll take the time to help you find real relief. 673-5577 or at southwestvision.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Of how the good old Union has come in here to dwell.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
My daddy was a miner and I'm a miner's son. And I'll stick with the Union till every battle's won.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
They say in Harlan County there are no neutrals there. You'll either be a Union man or a thug for J.H. Blair.
American Socialist
Song.
What side are you on?
Which side are you on?
You know, there's so much to learn from history. I sure hope we are. I sure hope we are exposing our kids to a lot more in history. It's like yesterday when I read the doctor's, I was going to say press release, but back in the 1850s, it was just he put out a publication about a cure for smallpox. And he said, this is the cure. And he said, when the people tried to study it, when other researchers tried to study it, they weren't having the same effect he was until he finally realized that he was using the fresh root and they from this plant, the northern purple pitcher plant, and they were using more of the dried version that I talked about yesterday. And he said, you have to use the fresh plant. And by the way, you can actually look that up. There's a lot of homeopathic stores that sell that tincture that you can take. I think it's 2 to 20 drops you take, and it can, the doctor that wrote about this in the 1850s said it can cure all kinds of things, typhoid, measles, it can cure smallpox. And if you look today, it says there's no smallpox cure except for the vaccine. It's the only one. They don't mention anything else. And so going back into history, if we're inclined to do some research, we might find some interesting treasures. There are things that people have discovered and things that people have discovered about government, and we know what works and what doesn't. When they have to honestly give a slogan out to corral you, to get you on board, whatever they're trying to sell, do we not see that as a manipulation? The founders never, ever, ever had a slogan, ever. It was not about engineering a slogan. But every communist country has had a slogan. Every communist country has had a slogan. Do you know what's interesting, too? A lot of people will say, oh, well, I wish we had that feeling again we had at 9/11. Remember that feeling? We want that. Can we get united? United in what? Depends on what. United in thought is where all the governments would like us. United in ideology is where all the governments want us. Do you know what we were united on in 9/11 that everybody thinks they remember so fondly? That was caring for each other. That was just care for each other, right? You cared about the people that died. You cared about what had just happened. Okay? That was the feeling we had right after that. First, it was shock and awe, and then it was this feeling kicked in of love for each other, of just mankind's love for, you know, we care about each other, what happens to each other's families. But ideology, the uniting of ideology, something very different. And so communist countries and socialist countries have to have a slogan so they have a way to lead the people through manipulation. So if your governor has a slogan like mine does, you're in trouble. If a president has a slogan, we're in trouble. Doesn't matter what president, we're in trouble, because that's more of the marketing approach to getting you to form the same ideology and don't ask questions and basically kind of beat you into submission on, see, we're all in this together, so don't have a unique thought in your head. It isn't just about loving and caring for each other. We don't need a slogan for that. We never needed a slogan, right? I just think it's important to remember that. And as I'm studying and researching and I'm finding some of these gems from history, I think that it's important to remember that there have been so many people in the place that we stand right now that have not only developed things that still work now that worked then. The Native Americans used that same plant to cure a lot of stuff that we think a vaccine is only good for. We've been trained to think a vaccine is the only place for that. No wonder they got rid of this documentation for the Northern Purple Pitcher plant. No wonder they did. It couldn't have competed with the vaccines that they wanted to bring in, right? If you develop public health and you're Johns Hopkins, well, you have a job to do and you got to have a job to do. You don't have a job to do if everybody's getting cured. Right now, the only job you have is if somebody lets out a virus or pretends there's a virus. It's the only thing that employs you. Other than that, you could just put a sign on the front door that says, wash your hands, and not even show up to work. Am I right? That's what's so sad right now about the whole invention of public health. The doctors can handle public health. We don't need a public health that invented authority for itself. So we're in a situation where every single time history repeats itself, and now we're back in this cycle trying to learn the same lessons that these guys were learning as well. We're back with the same dilemmas. And the problem is that now we're in a boatload of disinformation. In fact, don't believe anything you see anymore. The FBI came out and told us that in March. Don't believe anything you see over the next 2 years. Do you know what they said? They said there's going to be a lot of disinformation and a lot of fake video. lots of fake video. So much fake video of people doing things that you're never going to comprehend unless you're seriously glaring at those videos and looking for fuzzy edges. You're not going to find what people have put in these videos. There's going to be people that suddenly announce things or a change or get caught doing something, and it won't be true. It won't be true. Don't always believe your eyes, because they have a way to fool you now, and they actually come out and admit it. So it's not like they're not admitting it, and I'm just, you know, perusing around my head for a thought here. They actually admit it. They actually come out and say it. So I look back in history and I think, what else can we learn? What can we learn about health? What can we learn about our world? What can we learn about political ideology? You know, where do we stand? It's funny that I get called extreme a lot. I always laugh about that. You mean extreme because I'm calling out the dirty deeds that government's doing? When government doesn't like you, they call you extreme. So the politicians that call me extreme, they're afraid of what I'm saying about them. The ones that are doing it right will usually applaud what I'm saying. It's interesting, isn't it? If I stick to just the principles, right? Kind of interesting. Just wanted to point that out. But I did, as far as this goes, as far as this conversation goes about communist slogans and themes, it's really disturbing what we've devolved into as far as communist themes, you know, and what we're willing to accept. That is the strangest thing. When they said basically they were using these themes like people and party are undivided, glory to Soviet science, glory to space, workers of the world unite, all of these things. You know, a free people doesn't have to do any of that. They don't have to use the environment. They don't have to use science. They don't have to use space. They don't have to use those things to manipulate them to get what they want out of the people, to get the people to believe in it. Because if the things are good, the people will believe in them anyway. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi.
From Florida.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, I got a slogan for you.
Okay.
Florida is now known as the Gunshine State.
The Gunshine State. Tell us what happened. I haven't checked out Chris Ann's video yet. What happened down there?
Well, it's just a slogan people throw around.
The Gunshine.
There's over 2.1 million concealed carry permit holders
in our state. That's awesome.
So, good luck with that, commies. Also, I was going to tell you, those people that want to go to, you know, basically 90% white Colorado and establish their little colony, you know, I'm from the South, so I've got a list of cities. If they want to go get their black on and get their street cred, that they can go straight there.
Okay.
So that's all I got.
I love it. Thank you. Oh, gosh, that was funny. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Thanks, Kate. Thanks for bringing to light these slogans and such.
Yeah, you bet.
The underlying idea with these is this idea of groupthink, which is found in the principle of doing things for the greater good, which is a false principle. But the problem is, as I've seen, I think we've seen, especially with this pandemic, is a lot of people that are of good intention get caught up in it.
Yeah,
thinking they're doing good by sacrificing for the greater good, not realizing that it's a false principle and it's a false application of law of sacrifice.
And not only that, they go full bore. So if the CDC says one mask, they go, I'm going to be a super citizen and I'm going to wear five masks.
Some people that are overachievers, certainly.
Uh-huh.
But the average person, I think, gets seduced by that, that concept. It's something that have to be aware of. Anyway, one of the things I want to also point out too is I think it's important to be aware of the present slogan of the Great Reset, which is Build Back Better. That's the present slogan that these same people are passing on us.
Right.
In contrast to slogans, I think apparently I agree with you. Free people have slogans, but they do have mottos, which I think is a different thing.
I don't know if they need it.
God, we trust in this country.
Well, I honestly don't know if they need it. I think a free people will go to work. They'll do the things necessary. They don't need to be enticed by a manipulative slogan to do it. And so usually the people that want the slogan, it's because they don't want to say, I want to control you. So what do? They slap on a slogan so it sounds better.
Yeah, but we do have a motto, though,
mm-hmm.
which is, in God we trust.
Right.
That's a statement of our core mm-hmm. being, not as us,
sure.
something to seduce us, trying to get something
sure.
or trying to manipulate us. So
yeah.
I think there's an important delineation to be made there.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's fair. Yes, thank you for that. I really appreciate
all right.
that.
Thank you, Kate, for all you do.
You betcha. Thank you. Really appreciate that. In fact, here's one for you. Afghanistan, celebrating 25 years of civil war. Argentina, where everyone has a chance to be president. Literally. Australia, 9 out of 10 of the most venomous snakes in the world can't be wrong. Belgium, at least we're not as bad as France. Bosnia, the official entrance to hell since 1991. Sorry. The official entrance to hell since 1991. Canada, we needed a slogan, eh? So Joe thought this one up. Canada, it's not just moose and bad beer. We've got trees. And now vaccine passports. Communism, or China. Communism is the best. Don't believe us? We'll run over you with a tank. Cuba, not all of us have defected yet. Colombia, and you think coffee is our biggest export to the USA? France, no, really. We surrender. Yes, take our women. Iceland, oh, don't mind us. We do nothing at all. Mexico, reclaiming the southwestern United States one border jump at a time. By the way, if anybody watched the Kentucky Derby on Saturday, I want to end with this note. If you didn't, there's a great lesson to be learned from the winner, Medina Spirit. Medina Spirit was born to a dam who was unable to produce milk for him initially. Less than a year after he was he was sold for a minimum of just $1,000, meaning he only received a single bid, $1,000. At the Ocala Breeders' Sale. He eventually ended up with Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert, not with Bob, but his assistant, Mike Marlowe, second man up. Medina Spirit, the horse that just won, kept surprising his connections there by outworking the most expensive colts that Baffert's stable is known to attract. He had heart. Saturday, Medina Spirit proved that hard work, discipline and application of God-given gifts produce a winner. It doesn't matter that Medina Spirit wasn't as big as the other horses, wasn't the perfect color, wasn't as expensive, and didn't come from Kentucky. He showed up at the race, not knowing how little he cost, gave his all in heart and body, and won the Kentucky Derby. So if a horse can do it, we can too. No matter what's stacked against you today, it doesn't matter. You'll get through it, and you might even come out a winner anyway. Have a little faith. We need faith over fear. Fear is getting us. Demonstrate more faith. Don't walk around so scared all the time. It's annoying. Love Medina Spirit. Great story. See you guys tomorrow. Be faithful, be fearless. Go to katedallyradio.com. And if I can play the right music, that'll be a gift today. Anyway, I'll see you guys tomorrow. And we got a full show tomorrow. And then Dean Sessions from Universal Model and Chris Ann Hall on Thursday. Two great shows coming up. See you guys tomorrow.
Southwest Vision reminds you that using sunblock for our eyes is just as important as sunblock for your skin. Wearing sunglasses will help protect the inside of your eyes as well as your eyelids from skin cancer. Cheap sunglasses may not protect your eyes from sun damage. Southwest Vision has the correct UV protection you need and the most incredible designer styles you want. Trust your summer eyes to the doctors at Southwest Vision.
Southwest Vision on 700 South or southwestvision.com.
This is Quinn Olga.
And this is Connor Atkin with Tango Express Car Wash.
We are here with some exciting news. We are now offering family plans.
What does that mean for you? Now more than ever, it makes sense to have the Unlimited Pass.
That's right. If you have the Unlimited Pass, you can now save on additional vehicles by adding them to your family plan.
Stop by any of our 6 locations, talk to our attendants, and take advantage of these great savings.
Tango Express Car Wash. Keep it clean, keep it local, go Unlimited.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.